I am grateful that the next generations of servants will have an opportunity to offer new ideas and hope for the future of our voters and residents. Faoa's years of experience in government and my business experience gives both of us a deep understanding and appreciation of the many problems facing our government.
The longest serving Lieutenant Governor in our history is Mr. Faoa Sunia. He served our people for 10 years. The question is, what have Faoa done in 10 years? Representative Larry Santoa served the Fono in 8 years, an equal important forum to showcase his leadership ability. The question is, what has Larry Santoa done in the Fono? What I like to see is a single bill that Larry Santoa had introduced, passed two chambers, signed by two Fono leaders, and signed by the governor to impact the life of the citizens of American Samoa. All I'm saying why you should vote for us is because action speaks louder than words. The same rhetoric and the same promises that Faoa had put out before our people in 2004 and 2008. And yet, our people gave him a wonderful opportunity to showcase his leadership ability. What happened? Be honest with you, I served under that administration. Faoa had done nothing for our people but for himself. Ladies and gentlemen, as much as I don't like to speak these words, but it would be unfair and not right for me to let the young people vote without understanding who we really are. I challenge you, look into each of us individually, and then you can decide who would best represent your interests in the next 4 years.
And our people. We are a unified team, and we believe these serious challenges we are facing required us to look at new ideas and workable solutions to solve them. We want to be the voice for our government workers who are not getting their annual increments, overtime, and fair compensation according to the merit system. We want to be the voice of our business community who are struggling because the government is not paying their bills and unfair procurement process. We want to be the voice for all the students, especially the 80% of who are struggling after high school. More importantly, we want to be the voice for those who are less fortunate than us, who cannot speak for themselves. In a cover letter from the administration to the Fono in this year's budget submission, it was said, and I quote, "Passage of these major pieces of legislation designed for us to step out of the traditional quote mode to boldly traverse uncharted waters," end quote. This statement was referring to $149 million in bonds, $15 million on a new government bank, and $10 million on a new scanner. Risking the future of our government and people, especially our children, to uncharted water is one of the many reasons why Faoa and I are running.
No, the first point of our plan is to remove all the executive orders establishing authority agencies. We spend over 100 million directives. What do? Nothing. This is a campaign team of a governor. You know, the jobs have been done by the lower employees who are managers and bottom officials of the government. So we don't need them. That's why our theme is to make American Samoa great again. You know, return the government back to where it was when the Secretary of the Interior appointed the Secretary. The government is responsible for the elected government, and I can handle the government alone. The second one will change the tax system. We'll bring back the 1040 so we can all get the federal benefits. I was a chief auditor of the tax office. We don't have to be stuck filing here. We can file off island and get all the federal benefits that we are entitled to under federal law. The third one, you have all heard what Pula said. Pula is the director of the Insular Affairs, has all the information about this territory. He said he doesn't want to see you young generation American Samoa live like the situation Puerto Rico is living at. They're moving out of Puerto Rico, you know, to find jobs somewhere to take care of their families. That's what we're going to end up, you know. We're studying already. We're in a very deep trouble with these bonds and the deficit of the government. If you want to stop it, only Twica and Uni can do it. We have the record. Uni retired from the military, and I retired from this government, serving this government for 40 years. I don't have any bad record in this government. I was a member of the local legislature. I've done everything that I could, and they stole my election and burned the budget office. No. And everybody, all the top officials involved with class D felon, 1986.